Dave and Doreen, the morning KLH.
New survey out from Pew Research, P-E-W, Pew Research. They interviewed 1,450 teenagers along with their parents, and they asked them about their phones.
Okay.
And
about the kids or the parents?
Both.
Okay.
And since you guys have teenagers, you still have a teenager,
right? I do.
Right?
I still have one, yeah.
Okay. And you've got one still left.
Still have one.
Okay, still have one. I want to see if you agree or if you think your children would agree with the results of this survey. Nearly three quarters of the teens surveyed said they feel happy or peaceful when they don't have their smartphones, when they don't have them.
I mean, like, they have to have them on them or I think they'd be freaking out. But
true
if they're not
statement.
Looking at them.
But 44% said they feel anxious without them.
Yeah.
So that speaks to what you're talking about.
I would think that.
The teens were asked a series of questions about how being without smartphones made them feel, resulting in some slightly contradictory answers, casting some shadow on that happiness. 40% of teens said they often feel sometimes upset. Another 39% said they felt lonely if they don't have a smartphone. So they're upset, lonely. The prevalence of these feelings also varied by gender. 45% of teen girls reported feeling lonely without their phones. 34% of teenage boys felt the same way. The research published Monday found that teenagers also have a bone to pick with their parents' screen time habits.
Okay.
Why are you? You're laughing because this is happening.
I can't wait to hear what the teenagers think of us.
All right. Only 31% of parents diagnose themselves as being sometimes or often distracted by their phones. While half of the teenagers said my parent or parents are distracted by their phones. So the parents don't perceive it as something that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the kids do.
Kids do.
100% agree with that.
One thing that's important to note is screen time is not just a teenage issue, said a Pew researcher. It is a family issue. Mm-hmm. We really wanted to highlight the way the teens and parents are navigating these issues. I think the design of our study, where we've been able to talk to both of them, teens and parents, helps us to explore the nuances of all of this. Essentially, young people think their parents need to set their phones down, set them aside, and be more in the moment.
Okay. I'll agree with that, but so do they. You know what I mean? Like,
after we get the scolding from them, they're just going to go run on their TikTok and go see.
Yeah.
A majority of teenagers surveyed said they believe the benefits of using a phone outweigh the harm in an increasingly digitized world. Two-thirds said smartphones make it easier for young people to pursue their interests and hobbies as well as to be creative. Mm. It's crazy to me, though, that the young people we're talking about don't even know a world prior to a smartphone.
I think that when I check my phone, I use it less at home definitely than anywhere else. But when I check it, it's quick. You know, I'm either like checking a text or I open whatever, a Facebook. It's they're on it for an extended period of time. Like they're on their TikTok or whatever for a half an hour before they put it down. I may pick it up 10 times, but for like a second.
But I think it's interesting, the dichotomy here, because the parents feel that one way about the kids, and the kids are feeling the same sort of way about the parents. Like that phone is distracting.
Yeah.
Now, one thing none of us seem to do well is look up from our phones. When we're engrossed in the phone, we don't look up. And Dan Soder said he's got a solution.
I don't know. I think technology is tearing us apart. I think it's the worst thing to happen to humanity. I think we're too vulnerable. I live in New York City. No one looks up from their phones, ever. It's creepy. No one looks up from their phones in historically one of the most dangerous cities in the United States. No one's looking up. You know, Yellowstone National Park, 20 years ago, they introduced a pack of Canadian wolves, and it completely changed the ecosystem for the better. I think that's what we need to do in New York City. Just 12 packs of wolves, let them go. No one will look down at their phone, no one. You'll have to have a death wish to look at your phone, or that you're gonna be the toughest person alive. They're like, what the hell's that guy doing? You're like, he's checking Twitter. Like, what a badass. All get to be Liam Neeson in The Gray. That's pretty awesome. I forgot most of you probably have jobs and don't stay home smoking weed watching movies all day. Just to catch you up on what The Gray is, that is a movie where Liam Neeson fights wolves with his bare hands. After a plane crash. That's how tough he got in his own head after the third Taken. He called a meeting and he was like, I want to fight wolves. And they're like, all right, you gonna use like a sword or a knife? He's like, no, tiny liquor bottles.